This news update's being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebwing Ace Hardware. And more motor sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. In a Michigan courtroom, Gregory David Keller Jr. appeared for a plea hearing on charges including operating without security, insurance plate or registration, and driving while license suspended. Keller had previously failed to appear for court dates, and a plea agreement was proposed. No contest operating without security and guilty to driving while license suspended. Mr. Keller subsequently pleaded guilty to driving while license suspended and no contest operating without security. Upon questioning Keller if he was driving without a license and insurance on November 9th in Caseville Township, he denied that he had done that. The prosecutor provided the attorney for Keller with body cam video of the incident to show his client, saying maybe it would help him remember. Since he faced charges, including driving while his license was suspended and multiple vehicle violations, such as having no insurance, plate, or registration, after reviewing the video, Dale admitted to operating a vehicle on November 9th, confirming his license was suspended and he was aware of the suspension. The court accepted his guilty plea for the suspended license and no contest plea for the vehicle infractions, finding the pleas were made voluntarily and knowingly. Sentencing for Gregory Dale Keller has been scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m., and he has been instructed to meet with pretrial services and his attorneys to provide the court with a current phone number and contact information. And January 22nd at 7:19 p.m., officers with the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived on the scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards officers. Officers took cover and established a perimeter around the residence. Additional resources immediately responded to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds towards officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located a male subject who appeared to be unresponsive in an upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during the incident, and the incident still remains under investigation. No additional information has been released at this time. And as major tech companies look to build data centers across the United States, communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity cost and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they'll cover their own energy needs, there are a few firm rules making sure they do. In other states, especially in the Mid-Atlantic, Rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills up higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now with big tech scouting new locations, some residents are wondering how and whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and small businesses. Some tech companies claim they will fund new power lines and upgrade tiers and upgrades tied to their facilities, but many of the agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. That lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investment against the risk of higher electric bills for rural customers. And we'll return after this word from our sponsors.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with Moore Motors in Carroll. At Moore Motors in Carroll, we know a lot of folks drive past bigger towns and bigger dealerships every day. And that's fine, because the people who stop here aren't looking for the biggest place. They're looking for the right place, the best place. Around here, a dealership isn't just where you buy a vehicle. It's where you bring your kids when they're ready for their first car. It's where you trust us with your vehicle when it needs service. And it's where you expect to be treated with respect, because that's how it should be. At Moore Motors, customer service isn't just a slogan, it's the way we've always done things. When you shop Moore Motors, we take the time to listen, we explain things clearly, we don't rush you, and we don't push you. We help you find what fits your life, your family, and your budget. And when you come back for service, you'll see the same familiar faces, people who know your name, know your vehicle, and know how important it is to keep you on the road. Moore Motors is proud to be part of the Thumb community, where we've earned trust the right way, one customer at a time. If you're looking for a dealer that treats you like a neighbor, you'll find it here at Moore Motors. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we're back with a look at more news. President Trump has threatened to impose a 100% tariff on Canadian goods in response to a trade agreement between Canada and China. The president stated that the move is necessary to prevent Canada from becoming a drop-off port for Chinese products entering the American market. The threat has escalated tensions with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who argues that Canada trade policies are sovereign. Economic analysts warn that such a steep tariff could disrupt the $2.7 billion in goods that travel across the U.S.-Canada border daily. And severe storms in New Zealand have triggered landslides on the North Island, resulting in at least two deaths and several people missing. Authorities have ordered evacuations in low-lying areas as flooding continues to threaten homes and infrastructure. Police and search teams are focusing their efforts on the Tauranga region, where the most significant damage occurred. The Prime Minister has pledged government support for the affected communities as they begin the difficult cleanup process. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware. Also, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS is now hiring a Tier 2 support representative. Apply at avci.net/careers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.